Tenbenzel is a health policy expert at Auckland Uni. His research focuses on the organisation, funding and performance of our country's primary healthcare system. Tim, thanks very much for joining us on Wātea. My name's Dale. Thanks for your time, Tim. Kia ora.
Tēnā koe, Dale.
Thank you for
good
your
talk.
Yeah, you too, mate. Thank you. Well, corporate entities now own around a quarter of our country's GPs. What's driving the shift, do you think, in ownership, and how much further do you expect this trend to go, Tim?
Okay, well, this has been something that's been building up for the last 10, 15 years, really. But basically, a lot of GPs are getting to retirement age, and they're, you know, they want to sell their practices, and there's not necessarily younger GPs that necessarily want to buy into those practices. So a lot of those are being bought up by corporate practices, which are some of which are by, you know, sort of private equity, funds that can certainly put in the investment.
Are we seeing the privatisation of our health system then? I mean, we never really anticipated it would become...
Not really, because GPs have already always been private as providers, and what you've got to look at is where the funding's coming from. That's coming from public sources. There are concerns, and we're happy to talk about those. But the other thing that's driving this is... there's a number of things going on in, you know, our primary health care at the moment. Big changes happening, generational changes happening, much more demand for primary care as our populations on average older, more people with chronic and complex conditions. So, you know, we have some workforce issues there as well. So, yeah.
Thank you, Tim. So the commercialisation ownership anyway, the funding stream still to GPs remain from government sources. What are the pros and cons of what we're seeing here, and bearing in mind the ageing population, the ageing doctors, have we got younger staff to fuel our requirements going forward?
Yeah, we do. There are more GPs than ever, we also need a much broader primary healthcare workforce. So, and that's happening. That's gradually happening, and we need sort of a funding model that supports that. What's happening is the idea that everybody has their doctor is, you know, changing all over the world, and it hasn't been a reality for many people, maybe many of your listeners, that hasn't been a reality for. But it's now moving to your team of practitioners. So in some ways, corporate, you know, practices are in some ways better place to do that. But there are some downsides as well. They can certainly. Are likely to want to have some influence over the ways in which government funds primary care, and that would be a new thing.
Are there any risks, Tim, from your sort of read here, mate, that increased corporate ownership could in fact prioritise efficiency and profitability over continuity of care? And what safeguards should be in place to protect patients?
Sure, yeah. Well, I think... there is some risk that some practices and large practices might go down the route of emphasising, you know, throughput and just getting people through the door, and that can affect continuity of care. So there's a real trade-off there, you know. So it's going to be really difficult to sort of have, support both better continuity and better access for a while there are workforce shortages. But that will be a shift in the long term. Interesting thing about corporate providers is how now many iwi are looking towards buying into these entities. So I think Ngāi Tahu has just bought a significant stake in TEN, one of the biggest corporate providers, and that, you know, they're kind of doing that because they often see that the existing model of primary care hasn't always worked well for Māori. So this is an interesting new strategy, and one that that, you know, I'll be very interested in see how it plays out.
Yeah, so I speak with Mataroria Linden, who helped to spearhead the establishment of TEND as well. So the availability of virtual connectivity in the primary healthcare space is something that we didn't have available to us in years past. An interesting situation emerging there with Māori ownership. Thanks for touching on it. Looking ahead, what does a sustainable general practice model for our country look like, and what role should government policy play in ensuring both access to care and strong doctor-patient relationships? And bearing in mind, it does seem that it's become easier to see a doctor, but harder to see your doctor, if you will.
That's right. Well, I think the cornerstone of, you know, and to really emphasise a really positive aspect of what we have in Aotearoa is an enrolment-based system. And we really need to sort of shore that up and support that. You know, we need government policy that does that because, you know, when you are enrolled with a practice, that is, you know, we know that leads to better health outcomes. So, and a lot of countries, in fact, most countries don't have an enrolment-based system. So we're ahead of the game on that. And we just, but there's been some fraying around the edges of that, and less people are enrolled than say were 10, 15 years ago, you know, a smaller percentage of the population. So we really need to support enrolment and try and understand what's driving, you know, sort of many people not enrolling, or more people not enrolling. And that had a bit to do with just not, you know, if you move, towns, move suburbs, and you can't get in because there's no, you know, practices that are taking new patients. So, you know, there's been some action on that in the last 18 months, and it's not quite as bad as it was a couple of years ago. And that's due to some government initiatives in the last 18 months as well. So, but broadly, I think, you know, government's role is to sort of look ahead and see this transition that's coming and you know, sort of support the development of a much more multi-professional primary care. That means, you know, not just, you know, the GPs, the doctors are important, but they might not be able to see everybody for everything, and that you've got pharmacists and paramedics and nurse practitioners and other professionals that are all part of a team and you know, a system that supports people being enrolled with a team of practitioners is where things are going.
Well, that's so, what I'm finding as well, undoubtedly, Tim. It's taking 6 weeks to see a doctor. Our overall healthcare system has come under criticism. It's an election year, and that's appropriate. But as far as connectivity to our first primary medics, which are our GPs, how would you rate us as a nation compared with other international models, Tim?
I think we in some things are good, but really the problem has always been, you know, patient co-payments, having, you know, many patients having to pay to see a doctor or see a primary care practice, and you know, many other countries don't have that, but because they don't have that, they actually hit those sort of issues of having to wait longer to see a GP because they had workforce shortages as well. Mm-hmm. So that took a little longer to appear in New Zealand, that problem, and that's partly because we had co-payments, and that stopped people from going, you know, wanting to go to the doctor. Yeah. So, you know, sort of
we've got work to do. Let's put it that way.
We've got a lot of work to do.
My mate took his daughter, 10 years old, had a rash. He just wanted to confirm that it wasn't anything untoward. He lives in Pōkeno in our south, 6 hours in the waiting room there. He decided to come to where we live in Ōtāhuhu, because that's where he was raised, 4 hours in there.
Yep.
And but he did avoid the ED. Could have been even longer. Hey, Tim, thanks very much for sharing some thoughts about this corporatisation of our primary care health system. The cat's out of the bag. I don't think we can put it back in. And so we have to sort of ride with what develops from it. Appreciate your time, Tim, and I thank you for joining us on Radio Wāte. Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe.
Thank you. That's Professor Tim Bensel, health policy expert at Auckland University.